Good morning, this is Paul.
Morning, Paul. This is Albert with Local Splash. I was looking for the business owner. Would that happen to be you, sir, by chance?
With who?
With Local Splash.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, we're an SEO company, and well, we're partners with Google and with Meta, and we wanted to reach out to you. We wanted to talk about getting your company listed on the first page of Google to help you generate more customers. So what that means is anytime anyone does a search online for services that you offer, right, within your area, we make sure that you pop up on that first page of Google. All right? I'm pretty sure you've done a – sorry?
What does that cost?
Well, okay. Well, it depends on a couple of factors. Like, do you guys have a website already? How big of an area are you looking to target? Are you doing residential, commercial, and stuff like that? So,
what are we doing in Cedar Falls, Iowa? Our area? Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa would be the area that we were looking to target.
Right.
So that would be that's our market area. Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa. Maybe more around there. And then we're around there for smaller towns.
Right. Do you have a mile radius as to how big, your service area is?
Within an hour, it'd be 60 miles around that. Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Wow. Okay. Got it. And do you do commercial, residential, both?
Both.
Okay.
I guess the problem
and
is
here's
the
thing.
We fell off the radar about a year ago, and we did not verify our Google listing. And we've been working off of referrals and our existing customer base of 34 years in business, and we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, I searched us, and we were a ghost in the machine. We did not know why we had a five-week lull in business. We can't even find ourselves unless you know our name. And I am very, very computer illiterate. So I went to Google, and I looked this up, and I found out that we are not searchable, and then I...
Not unless they know your company name, right?
It's unless you know us, unless you physically know our company name. So, I've been getting these messages for 2 months, and I thought it was just a scam, everybody's trying to get your information, and it was you've got to verify your listing, you've got to verify your listing.
Right.
And so I was freaking out, and I went there, and I looked it up, and it says, Spotlight 123 is managing your listing or something like that. That's not our email address. So I think it's a generic Google way to get your attention to try and do what you guys do. No offense to your efforts, but I think that's what that is. I don't think it's actually a person who's taken over our website or we don't have a website, but who's verified our listing or something. But it says I have to ask permission from Spotlight 123 to be able to be the person to say that that's my listing. So I put in the request with Google to do that. It says it takes 5 days to do that. That was about 10 days ago. And I haven't heard anything back.
How did that go?
I don't know. I'm not actually trying to follow up on that. But 2 days later, I went back and Google says, we know that you guys have put in requests, so hang on. Kind of they told me, and that was a couple days later. So I'm not sure how to follow up on that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure how that I'm not sure how to address that type of situation because the reason that we are calling you today is because in our company and by the way, we're not from Google necessarily. We're a Google partner though, right? The thing is, the reason why we're calling you today is because if you do a Google search, you see there's a local map section there, the map with a red dot, right? Right. So our service actually puts companies on that local map section, right? And the reason why we're calling you today is because a listing or a position actually opened up within our company for your category, and we want to talk to companies like yours in the area. We're looking for that one company that we could put on that first page. So as I said, this is an exclusive listing. So once we find that one company, we actually do not contact our competition anymore so you can maximize that. right?
Sure.
Now, yep. Let me ask you.
I am interested in your top search thing that you're offering, but without us being able to know that we can actually be searched, I think we're wasting our time here. I really do, and I'm interested in being in a top search. There's a company out there that I just worked for about 5 weeks ago, and they're my competitor, and they're in the top search. They're in the top three searches and everything I look at right now, and we don't come up anywhere. So without us being able to solve that Google problem, I don't think that we're ready to do anything more until we can just be searchable, period. So I apologize, sir, but I know you're trying to make money today. I'm telling you that if we can't be searched, I don't think being in the top three means anything until we can get searchable. So that's where we got to start. We need to be searchable.
The thing is, that's going to be your Google business profile, right?
Yeah. I can't verify that. We can't even. And I'm telling you, I know there's. I get these calls all the time. Not you. I mean, where people they just want to do what you do. Okay, but I've been in business for 34 years. I get these calls all the time, and so it was just happening for 10 weeks. And I was so tired of it. I just kept shutting it off. But it was actually Google saying, "Verify you're listening, dude." And then we fell off the map. So we pay about 60, 70 bucks a month. For our yellow book ad, mm-hmm. just so our name is out there, so if a customer remembers us, they can find us. That's all we do for advertising because we've been in business for so long. But you can't find. We are a ghost in the machine. Corey's painting. Call those guys, man. They're in the top three. That's who hired us a month ago.
That's a competitor.
And
right.
Yeah, they're kind of good guys, by the way. I really like him. He's a good guy. If you saw him and you wanted to be more. Want to be more seen, he's definitely paying for that top three where you guys market.
Right.
So,
well, actually, we can help verify you on your Google business profile. We could actually help you with that. Because not only do we do, local map section, we could do pay-per-click, pay-per-lead. We also do websites and stuff like that. Plus, we could also help you verify that Google business profile. So I guess that's the first
step, cool.
Right?
That's cool. But you told me in the same conversation, you don't know about that. You just told me that, like 2 minutes ago. I don't know about that, but anyone back to selling the product. So if you guys
I don't know how to make you address that.
If knows how to do that, then I'd be interested in working with you. Because right now I'd be willing to pay somebody to help me do that.
Right. It's actually my pricing director that let me know that. So.
Okay.
Right. And you mentioned your website was Spotlight Drywall. Is that the website for you? .com?
Where our email address, we don't have a website anymore. We've been in business so long that most of our business comes from referral. 85% of what we get comes from referral. And that's what we've been surviving on. We think that we may have been unsearchable for 1 to 2 years. We don't know. And so
the company, let me just verify, it's Spotlight Drywall Plaster. Is that still it? Or is it changed?
Yeah. And we're just Spotlight Drywall, but we do that because if you're searching plaster repair, you find it.
Okay. And you mentioned you've been in business for 34 years?
Yeah. 35 this year.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's been a while. And
well,
I'm sorry, for my manner.
I'm tired. I'm tired. But maybe 1 or 2 more years we'll run.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. What was your name, sir?
I'm Paul Woods.
Paul Woods. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. You guys want
to... Are you the sole owner?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let me do this for you. Let me pull up the listing of the details, the pricing and all that, and what we could help you with.
Yeah.
I'll have my pricing director talk to you about that, and we'll try to solve your problems there, all right? Hold on for a second.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Paul, you there?
Yeah.
I'm going to have my pricing director, Mario, talk to you about this. All right? Hold on a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?